Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. We're coming to you from Lambeau Field, where it is a Viking week. And, Mike, no weeks off in the NFL. Another tough customer at their place.
Definitely. Division games are always the toughest, and this is no different. So, you know, playing in the Dome over there, excellent football team, very talented football team. You know, I think it definitely starts with their defense. I think this is the highest level that I've seen them play in the last couple of years, clearly. So their run defense, the front, just the, you know, the time clock and the discipline and the very gap sound, good tackling defense. So that'll be a big challenge for us. You know, offensively, you know, we're still trying to figure out the quarterback position, but very productive, talented, and their special teams will be a big challenge. So they're always tough games. Our urgency throughout the week will be important. Especially going into a noon game. Noon game's on the road, it comes on you fast. So that's our focus.
You mentioned the quarterback thing. Sam Bradford started the Bear game. Case Keenum finished it and won it. What are you expecting to see at the game's most important position?
I mean, I think you have to plan on, you know, seeing Case. Sam did, frankly, didn't look right to me. And I think you're clearly watching the game. You can see it in his face. You know, something wasn't right there. So, I mean, that's really our outlook.
They lost Dalvin Cook, mm-hmm. the rookie running back.
Impressive.
However, Jerick McKinnon, he popped a 58-yarder against the Bears. He gives him that explosive dimension, doesn't he?
Definitely he's explosive, but I mean, he's a tough inside runner, too. I mean, they fit him the ball against the Bears on Monday night, and I thought it was really impressive. So, He's matured now and has been, you know, pretty much a role player. But no, they're not short on talent.
Speaking of which, you were talking about the defense and what they do. I mean, they got some folks. They have a scheme, but they got Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, Danelle Hunter mm-hmm. up front, and then in the back end, Harrison Smith. They got some folks, don't they?
Definitely. I think we have multiple players on every level. You know, all three levels of defense. They have multiple players that are exceptional. So. Excellent defense, you know, really like any Dome team, they're different at home than they are on the road. So when you watch their home games, it's very impressive. This is going to be a challenge for us.
Mike, let's talk about your football team. In games to date, you've won in the final minute. You've won in overtime. What does that say about your team?
Well, I think it just talks about the resiliency, but I also think it talks about the calmness. This team doesn't have any blink. You can see it throughout the, you know, the early season. Halftime was no panic. It's more about getting things checked off, getting the information. You know, the communication's been really good. So that's something we need to continue to build off of, because it's adversity's there. It's just a matter of how much and when it hits you. So, and I'm sure we'll have some tough moments in Minnesota.
Mike, how do you coach being good at the end, being good at crunch time? How do you go about coaching that?
Well, I think like anything, you have to make sure your operation's clean. You know, communication, like anything in life, if your communication has to be really consistent, but definitely needs to be clear at those moments. So decision making, same deal. You got to be decisive. A quick decision is better than a slow decision, you know. So, and I think just the way Aaron played on that 2-minute drive, the decisions that he made, you know, setting the protection, setting the play call, distributing the football, I mean, that's a great illustration of what I'm talking about.
Mike, against the Cowboys, you guys rushed for 160 yards. Now, that is a real deal running game. What does a running game that's that productive do for you offensively?
Well, it gives you the opportunity to be balanced because, you know, there's two ways to throw the football in this league, and you have to throw the ball to score points. If you want to be a top five, top three offense in this league, your passing game has to be a big part of that. I think that's no secret. But the key is to be able to run the football, because when the teams that run the football, it makes you a better pass-protecting team and also gives you the other 50% of that passing game you're looking for. I mean, because you either can drop back and throw it, or you can have some type of action, you know, passing game, whether it's keeps, movements, fakes, you know, rollouts, all those things. So running the football, it always starts with the run. Everything we do from an offensive game planning starts with the run game. And that'll definitely be the case Sunday in Minnesota.
Mike, Monday during your press conference, you weren't doing too much celebrating. after the Cowboy game. You were talking improving. What specifically do you want to see improved on your football team?
Well, to me, you want to really stay focused on playing football and the fundamentals and techniques of football. When you're spending more time talking about assignments, alignments, and adjustments, I think it just kind of tells you where you are as a team, and that's normal. It happens each and every year. Sometimes one side of the ball may be further ahead than the other, but you have to get it where you can see it. You can see guys are clicking, changes are seamless, the fits are cleaner, the conversation's less, it's more precise, and we just weren't there against Dallas, and that's a good sign, because the fact of the matter is we have an opportunity to get a lot better.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, rookie running back Aaron Jones. Stay with us.
Nerve-wracking a little bit, but when you have somebody like Aaron back there, he came out and told us, hey, we're going to come out, we're going to get the ball, we're going to go down, we're going to score, and we're going to win the game.
Gets the snap, looking, throws left side of the end zone, leaping, great,
yes!
Devontae
Adams! Yes!
Touchdown, Green Bay! Snap to Rodgers, gets to Jones, bouncing right to the outside. Toss Jones sweeping left, makes the turn, he's got it. Tumble down along the right hash marks. Jones up the way. Touchdown! Aaron Jones with a jump cut between the hash marks.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, a young man who just rushed for 125 yards against the Dallas Cowboys, Aaron Jones. Aaron, welcome to the program. Now, let's, on this whole Dallas Cowboy thing, let's begin at the beginning. Now, Aaron's an El Paso guy.
Yes, sir.
Went to school there, high school and college. Okay, you're at AT&T Stadium. First time you go out to the field. Now, you go down that tunnel, and they got plexiglass, and people on either side, it's like you're at an aquarium and you're the fish. How did that feel, being a Texas guy?
It felt great being back in Texas, playing in front of a lot of family and friends. So that's a game you want to go out there and show everything you got.
I'm sure you were aware you're going to make your first start in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Now, were you nervous? Did you take a moment to kind of soak it all in?
Oh, it was a little nerves on me. It's your first start in the NFL. I mean, that's big time for anybody. I think anybody in that position would be a little nervous.
Okay, the first time you touch the ball, you go for 13 yards. Is that a good way to get lathered up and get comfortable?
Yes, sir, I think it is. Coach has been stressing that explosive plays in the run game, and I was able to start off the game with one.
Now, another one of the plays you made during the Cowboy game was another touchdown, your second as a professional. And it, to me, was very much like your first that you scored against the Bears, in that you made the initial read. You had to cut off a block, and then without slowing down, and to me that's the key point, without slowing down, you made another read on another block to take it in for the touchdown. Now, how are you processing all that going on? Because it looks like you're processing it in a hurry.
It all leads back to preparation. You just got to trust that your O-linemen are going to get up to the linebacker level and dig out the linebackers, and that's exactly what Brian did on that play. I just was able to cut right inside of him.
Was it a little bit like the Bear touchdown, the way you had to read it and so forth?
Yes, sir, similar, but it was a different play call, but it played out very similar. If you cut on the film, pretty much the same moves on that.
Aaron, what's it like going out there with a minute 13 and you guys got a score and it's crunch time? It doesn't get any crunchier. And and you're out there as a rookie, you're making your first start. What was that like for you?
It was nerve-wracking a little bit. You tend to press when you're in a situation like that, but when you have somebody like Aaron back there running the show, he came out and told us, hey, we're gonna come out, we're going to get the ball, we're going to go down, we're going to score, and we're going to win the game. And when somebody's that cool and calm about a situation, that makes everybody around them that much calmer.
This is kind of interesting, Aaron. You had 10 less carries than the world-famous Ezekiel Elliott, but you outrushed him. Is that a point of satisfaction? I don't know if you're aware of that, but is that kind of satisfying after your very first start?
It is. You look up to the best backs in the league when you're a younger back, and you want to be on the same level as them, and you want to outcompete them and show that, hey, I'm just as good as this guy as well.
Now, Aaron, I got one last thing for you, and it's more of a personal question. Both of your folks were in the Army, and how was that, and how has that affected you as a human being and as you have become an adult?
It's helped me become a well-rounded person. I can adapt to cultures quickly. I moved around a lot as a kid, and just a lot of respect for everything you do, a lot of passion and hard work.
Aaron, thanks for being with us. Continued success.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Rodgers played fake throws. The end zone wide open. Jordy Nelson, touchdown. Jordy Nelson wide open, 10-yard touchdown pass. And the Packers have caught the Cowboys at 21 apiece.
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, first play of the fourth quarter, first and 10 at the Dallas 10. What'd you call?
Excellent play by our offense here. We're going to a full fake mode, two-man route. And, you know, I think the route selection, you know, they have two primary coverages down here, a three-deep man coverage and a two-deep quarters coverage. Aaron and Jordy do a great job with the route adjustment. So with that, Jordy comes in motion. We're trying to make it look like a run. You can see Jordy's—he's going his angle. He's going right in there to block the safety. He bites up. The eyes of the corner go inside to look at the football. Look at the fake by Aaron Rodgers. Ball exposure there. Aaron Jones rolling over it. So it's great action. And we'll get to the line here in a minute, Larry. Just hang in there. We'll get to the end zone. So you look at the perimeter players selling this thing. And so great action. Great. You know, just really good pocket. And look at Aaron hits his back foot. Jordy. He's already got the bite of the safety. Gives Aaron an excellent window to throw the football. Clean play. Excellent execution. Touchdown.
Yeah, number 31, the safety, Byron Jones. He thought it was run all the way. Let's check out that end zone, as you mentioned, to look at classic play action protection, Mike.
Starts up front, as you know.
Absolutely.
With the snap. But once again, you talk about flat back and hat speed, the ability to sell the double teams. It's going to look like a run. So if you watch it from right here, and even when you go back to installing these plays, you have the run first, and you have the fake come right behind it, because fake means run the run for the people in the core here. So you can see we're selling it right here, but really look at it, and also look at the action. Look at Aaron Jones rolling over that ball. That's excellent. Everybody steps up on defense, specifically the safety. You can see the window that I'm talking about for Jordy. He keeps a nice window open there for Aaron. Well-executed play.
Okay, hold it up a second. His hands. The coach told me not to buy the play fake, and I bought it anyway. Great stuff. One question for you, Mike.
Yes.
You guys, number one in the league in red zone offense. 19 trips, 15 touchdowns. What's been the key? Because this is part of that effort. What's been the key in the red zone?
Well, I think you see the execution, but you got to go back to the planning stages. You know, our offensive coordinator, Edgar Bennett, Alex Van Pelt, that's his specific area as far as the red zone. You know, Brian Angelico, he does the red zone run, so we've had really good plans, but our players are doing a great job of executing.
All right, thank you, Mike. Coming up, game balls, don't go away.
Quick toss right side through the hands. Yes. Yes. Receiver yes. Inside to DeMarcus Randall to the end zone for the touchdown.
I just can't. The resiliency, guys bouncing in on her, that's a phenomenal job. Great team win, okay?
I'd love to give you a day off tomorrow, but we got work to do. So let's enjoy us. Hey, let's enjoy us. Hell of a job. It's building special and all that stuff.
That's what good teams strive to be, great teams do. Hell of a job. Where's Lane at?
Hey, pack on three. One, two, three. Pass.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to hand out game balls. Mike, who got it for offense?
Well, offense was the two Aarons, starting with Aaron Rodgers. clearly his best game of the year. Just put together a tremendous performance really from start to finish. So I thought Aaron did a great job controlling the, you know, the tempo and the demand of, and just really keeping us in good plays at the line of scrimmage. And a 2-minute drill speaks for itself. And what can you say about Aaron Jones? I mean, Aaron got his first opportunity, didn't blink, you know, played, you know, 40 plus plays, played a little more than I probably would have liked, but, you know, he was hot. And his run style and his ability to read and not waste any steps, it was a big factor, and obviously very productive for us.
And who gets the game ball on defense?
Demaryius Randall. I mean, I think when you look at Demaryius, with all the changes that we had in the secondary, I think we had a total of 5 different players for his different combinations of, you know, players, so starting the game inside and then having to go outside and then really clearly making the, you know, the biggest play, one of the biggest plays in the game. I think if you take the interception return for a touchdown and the 2-minute drill by our offense, I mean, those 2 points in the game was clearly the difference.
And special teams, Mike?
Well, special teams game ball went to Justin Vogel. Really just that one big punt. We didn't have a lot of opportunities on special teams, but that was huge. That was a huge change in field position, and we actually lost the battle. But that was a huge, huge play for us on special teams.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Don't go away.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men, 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And, Mike, I've noticed around the locker room there's always a word of the week. What's the word this week for the Vikings?
It's urgency. And I, as I said in the opening statement, these division games are the toughest, especially on the road. We're playing on a fast track, urgency, fast. We want to get to the line of scrimmage as fast as we can, play with urgency on offense, try to get as many plays against this defense as we can. Obviously, on defense and special teams, we want our tempo to get going. And frankly, a noon game on the road comes on you fast, too. So we're going to be urgent throughout the week and get us ready for Sunday.
Mike, are you like the rest of the football world? Now, it's great that you have all the primetime games and you're always playing at the odd times when most people are watching. However, a noon game on Sunday, are you as excited about that as everybody else is?
This is the second best noon game that you could hope for. My favorite game is a noon game at Lambeau. To me, it's just the way the Green Bay is in the morning, getting up early, and to see the fans come out so early and playing at noon. I just love noon games. And the fact of the matter, if you're going to play at noon on the road, you definitely want to play in Minneapolis because it's a quick ride home.
Good luck against those Vikings. Mike, thank you, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.
See you next week.